Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. A rabbi who heads a group of institutions in Israel said that he merited to see the Yad Hashem in his life countless times, to the point where he now feels at all times, wherever he is, Hashem Ro'i, that Hashem is his guiding shepherd. He said, when a person finds himself in unfamiliar surroundings with people that he doesn't know, people that don't speak his language, he generally begins to develop anxiety. He's unsure of how to navigate himself. He's worried about what the near future has in store for him. The Boteach Hashem, on the other hand, will go through the exact same experience with a totally different mindset. He knows, even when he's at home in his familiar surroundings, it is Hashem who is guiding his every step. He knows how helpless he always is and how much he depends on Hashem. And therefore, when he finds himself in unfamiliar territory, he understands he has the same Hashem guiding him there as well. He's also unsure of what the future holds, but he is sure that it will be determined by his loving Father, and that's enough to put him at ease. Hashem knows the terrain, Hashem knows the language, and Hashem knows exactly where he needs to be. The rabbi continued and said, he didn't always feel this way, but through hard work and life experience, he now considers himself to be a real Boteach BaHashem. He told of one experience which helped in his development. He travels around the world raising money for his institutions, and on one occasion he was fundraising in England and wanted to travel on to Toronto afterward to meet the philanthropist Joseph Tenenbaum. The tickets for direct flights from England to Toronto were very expensive, so he told the travel agent to book him a flight to New York and then he'll connect from there to Toronto. The travel agent told him he should not buy the connecting ticket until after he lands in New York because he might be delayed and miss that flight. He said he's better off purchasing the ticket when he lands and then he'll take it from there. The rabbi didn't want to run the risk of perhaps not having a connecting flight available when he landed. So he told the travel agent, no, I want you to book it anyway. But the travel agent persisted, saying, don't worry, there's so many flights every day from New York to Toronto, and there's always open seats. Trust me. The rabbi said, okay. A week later, he took the flight from England, and he landed in New York earlier than expected. He attempted to buy a ticket there to Toronto, and he was told that all the flights the rest of the day were booked. He then said, I thought there's so many flights a day, and there's so much extra room. True, the agent said. But tonight there's a special event in Toronto and there's a big demand for flights there. The rabbi couldn't believe what he was hearing. He began to think, why'd I listen to that travel agent? I told him I wanted to purchase the connecting flight in advance. I shouldn't have let him convince me out of it. Now I have to spend the night in New York and try again to go to Toronto the next day. He was on his way to Brooklyn to a relative's house where he would sleep, and he started to think more. He said to himself, was this really my doing? I don't really have any control. Hashem put the words in the travel agent's mouth for a reason. I gave in to him for a reason. I'm in Hashem's hands. He is guiding me. If he knows that I need to stay in New York overnight, then so be it. Who am I to argue? At that moment, he said he felt such a weight lifted off his shoulders. He accepted his situation, and he slept peacefully that night. The next day, he went back to the airport, hoping to catch the first flight out. He was told that flight was still booked, but he can get the second flight a few hours later. And then they told him, you are on standby. If someone doesn't show up, we'll give you his seat on this flight. A few minutes before the boarding ended, the rabbi's name was called. They told him, quick, you have seat number 17. Go on the plane right away. The rabbi got to his seat, and to his astonishment, in the seat right next to him was none other than Joseph Tenenbaum, the man he was looking to meet. He was able to talk to him the whole flight. He didn't feel like he was taking away from his precious time. Mr. Tannenbaum was at ease the whole conversation with nowhere else to go, and they had a great meeting with the rabbi procuring the funds he was looking to raise. The rabbi took a major lesson from this story. What were the odds of him being on that flight, in that seat, next to that man? It was so clear that the whole experience was set up by Hashem. And even though most times it is not this obvious that Hashem is leading us, the times when it is obvious should give us the chizuk to know with a clarity that Hashem is always leading us, even when we don't see it. Have a great day.